We want to welcome you to Refreshed with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refreshed is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. I'm Bob Arthurs, coming to you from Cocoa, Florida, WMIE 91.5 FM. So whether you're listening in the Midwest or around the globe, whether you're listening on, I believe the radio station here has its own app you can listen to. You can listen to it on the TuneIn app. That's the way that I listen to it a lot of times. You can listen to it on the radio. What a novel way to listen to radio. Anyway, it was funny in my head anyway. Oh, what a day. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you making us part of your day. Want to say thank you to Bill Andriak and Creative AC Solutions. If you're in the central Brevard County, 759-3284. If you'd like your life to be a little cooler, you can call them and they will help fix you up and get you ready for the summer heat. So that's something, 759-3284, that will make your life a little bit cooler. We do want to invite you to come and be a part of our Father's Day services this weekend. We got a guest speaker, Jeff Kleinman, Pastor Jeff Kleinman. He's been here in Brevard County for a number of years. He's going to be filling in for me while I am out of town. Be the first Father's Day that I have missed in 23 Father's Day opportunities at Merritt Assembly of God. But it is my first Father's Day to get to spend with my father in a number of years. And so I'm really enjoying the experience. Just to let you know, our men's event where we honor them, our men's banquet, that's going to be a week from Saturday. And so we will be passing along information about that as the days approach. So we're in Acts chapter 10 again today. We're actually going to finish the 10th chapter of Acts. It seems like it's gone on for a long time, but we're actually going to finish this today. And so I'm going to read the 44th verse through the end of the chapter, verse 48. And it says, "While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, 'Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?' And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay for a few days." Okay, so we've been talking about the Holy Spirit being poured out. And I just want to remind you that this was not something that Cornelius expected to happen. He didn't even know about it. That's one of the great things I like about the book of Acts, is God was blessing people with the gift of God the Holy Spirit, and they didn't even have an opinion formed on it. It was just God was fulfilling the prophecies of Acts chapter 2, and he was just pouring himself out. Listen, when God gives us of himself, that's never going to be a bad gift. That is going to be a gift. And he always gives a gift with a purpose and a reason. Now, I cannot tell you what the purpose that happened in Cornelius' life. I don't know what the byproduct of it on that end was. But at the end of the broadcast, we'll talk about the byproduct of what happened on the church's end. But it says here that the believers were astonished, and the people in the house, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. We talked about that yesterday on yesterday's broadcast. Then Peter answered, whenever God does something, there is going to be a response. And I will also say this, whenever God does something, it is always meant to be a step in the process. I don't believe we reach our final destination as believers as far as development and maturity until God is ready for us and we take that final breath. I believe that there's something more. I believe that the scripture says that God is going to be revealing himself to us, and it is going to take all of eternity. And so he's going to be taking us from glory to glory. And so it would be arrogant of us to think that we have experienced all that God has for us right here and right now. So thank God for what he's done in the past. One of the things we celebrated our 63rd anniversary here at the church a few weeks ago. And one of the things that we do is we try and retain a link to the heritage that has been Merit Assembly of God, but we don't let that heritage become a prison for us. We are pressing on to new heights. We have one of the original pews that were handmade for the church in 1952. It sets back. Believe me, you don't want to sit in those. They are not comfortable. but we use that in our baptistry area. Those were replaced several years later by some professionally made pews. They were made out of oak. They served well for a number of years, but they eventually began to break down. The glue broke down, and they became painful to sit in. And I'm not talking about posture. If you sat on it wrong, it would pinch you where you sit, and everybody would know, because you would all of a sudden move very quickly, and there might be an amen, an oh me, or something else that came out of your mouth. But when we upgraded our seating several years ago, we took that wood and we repurposed it. Our altars are made out of that, and some other furniture in the church. And so we've retained that link to the past. Thank God for what he has done in the past. But also be prepared, because God's got something else for you in the future. And so while Cornelius and his house, they are there and they're receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they're praising God, they're speaking in tongues, they're worshiping the Lord. When all of that is over, and by the way, I will tell you this, whenever you have had a supernatural encounter with God, it will be burned in your memory banks forever, and you will long for that over and over and over again. There are things that have happened to me in my Christian walk. Listen, nobody pushed me. I meant to say this on yesterday's broadcast and didn't. Listen, there. If anybody's trying to help, God doesn't need that kind of help. He wants us to cooperate. He wants us to walk in obedience, but he doesn't need me to push anybody down. He doesn't need any showmanship, any shenanigans, or any of that sort of stuff. The Spirit of God is sufficient to function on his own. Listen, if he could hover over the chaos and the darkness of this world before creation, I am convinced that he is able to bring order and purpose into your life and into your workplace and into your marriage. So, but that was not the end of the matter. Peter went on and said, okay, we're not called to make converts. We are called to make disciples. And so Peter, with the heart of a pastor, says, then Peter answered, verse number 47, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And so what Peter says is, okay, they've received the Holy Spirit. The scripture says that the Holy Spirit is the seal unto the day of redemption, okay? God's not going to give the Holy Spirit just for a goosebump factor. He gives the Holy Spirit so that you and I are empowered to be witnesses. Okay? He wants to give us the manifestations of the Spirit, and eventually we'll do a study on that, and we talk about the fruit of the Spirit. And if you are not manifesting the fruit of the Spirit, what is happening is whenever you have an angry outburst or you lack peace and you lack long suffering and all of that, that what you are what you're crying out to the world is that you are not abiding in the Holy Spirit. You are not abiding in Christ the way that you are supposed to the extent, to the ability, to the best of your ability. Whenever there's a lack of supply, it is going to manifest. Whenever our heart is not full of God, our mouth is going to be to manifest whatever is our heart is full of, whether it's pain. A lot of people have a heart filled with pain. A lot of people are filled with bitterness, disappointment. They're filled with themselves, filled with selfishness, filled with desires, goals, political aspirations, whatever. Whatever you're full of is what is going to come out of your mouth. Okay? So Peter says, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And so what he is telling Cornelius and those in attendance, even the ones who are accompanying him, is that Jesus said, let me take you back there to it. Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 18, 19, and 20. And it says in verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Okay? On yesterday's broadcast, I told you that God had been hinting that he had wanted to take the gospel to the world. In Matthew chapter 28 is another one of those hints. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. And that word nation it means just a people group, a group of people. He says, go and make disciples of every people group, everybody. And he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so when there is evidence of the forgiveness of sins, then there needs to be a public proclamation of this newfound relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. That is what baptism is. And so Peter tells them, he says, is there any reason that we cannot baptize these? Now, if you remember, there was another occurrence where Philip had been having a ministry. There was a revival taking place. I'm looking for it here while I'm trying to talk. And it's in Acts chapter 8. And Philip had gone and ministered to the Ethiopian eunuch. And the Ethiopian, in verse number 37, Acts 8:37, it says, then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, go up to verse 34. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began, beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Baptism is us following the Lord's commands. It is us obeying what had been instructed to us to do by Jesus. It is a testimony that we had been separated from God, but now we've been reconciled to God. The scripture says that it is us identifying with Jesus' death, his burial, and his resurrection. And so with the Assemblies of God, we believe that, when I say this, I'm just going to tell you what we believe. This is one of those things I feel strongly about, but if there's somebody who believes otherwise, then, but they believe in Jesus, if they believe in sprinkling, I'm not going to argue with them. I'm just going to tell you, we believe in immersion. I'll tell you why here in just a little bit. But they went down into the water, and they Philip baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. Here Peter instructs Cornelius and all those in his household to be baptized. And we believe that in doing that you are identifying with the death and the burial and the resurrection. It is going down, it is fully immersed, and then it is coming back up, and it is a testimony. Listen, it's not a ritual. A ritual is just going through something because you're supposed to do it. This is a testimony of what God has done and given you a new relationship in Jesus Christ. The Greek word is baptizo. There's a number of different variants of that. And when I'm teaching on this at the church, I generally grab a white t-shirt. I also, because it's a little bit cheaper, I grab some cherry Kool-Aid and I make a solution, a cherry Kool-Aid solution. I don't put any sugar in it or anything like that. But the word for baptism, one of the words for baptism in the Greek is the word that they used for dyeing a fabric, for transforming its appearance. And when it would come, they would put that garment into the solution, they would let it soak there to where it permeated the entire being of the person. That's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is all about, is we are fully immersed. It's not just that the Holy Spirit is inside of us, but we are full and overflowing. We are immersed in his presence. And so whenever I take that t-shirt up out of that solution, let me tell you something, the t-shirt doesn't look the same as it did before. You see, what happens is that solution begins to permeate through every thread and every fiber of every thread. And it when you bring it up out, it's dripping. You see, this experience of baptism is our way of, it's one of the ways that we confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord, that we have become bonded with him. And our appearance has changed. Listen, if you knelt at an altar and you said a prayer and you are still doing the same things you were doing before, if you're still living more like the devil than you are reflecting the nature of Jesus Christ, something has short-circuited someplace. You need to get into a local church where they are going to disciple you. I can tell you one of the things that pastors love to do is help people to grow in their faith. I don't know of any pastor, any place that says, man, I am just so frustrated because my people are so hungry for God. They're driving me. I've never heard a pastor say that. I've talked to a lot of pastors and we have talked about how people are in situations and they're constantly in a desperate place, an emergency place, but yet they don't want to change their life. Listen, when God does something on the inside of your heart, it is going to manifest on the outside. And so that's what baptism is. And so I encourage you, if you have given your heart to Jesus, but you have not yet followed him in water baptism, Even Jesus was baptized. And so you can't tell me that you don't need to be baptized if Jesus needed to be baptized and he was sinless and you and I are sinners saved by grace. And God tells us to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, that that you don't need to be baptized. I've even had some baptisms where I was baptizing the other person and, I actually lost my balance and we both got baptized. that's only happened once. I learned my lesson. I encourage you, to be baptized. By the way, in case you're wondering, now whenever I go in to baptize somebody, I take somebody with me and they're on the other side as well. And so we don't have any accidental slippages. So in verse 48, it says, "And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord." We have it easy here in America, okay? At our church, we have a baptistry. It's a pool of water. It's about the size of a deep hot tub. If you have not been baptized and would like to be, you can contact us either by phone, 454-4263. You can contact us via the website, the Facebook page. You can send us an email. However you want to contact us, send us a letter. If you've not been baptized and would like to be baptized because you are a believer in Jesus Christ, and we could help you out, we would love to partner with you in doing that. What we would ask is, because we do it as a milestone event, we believe it's something that is a testimony to the community. And so we generally do ours on Sunday morning. If you want it done at the church, we do it on Sunday morning. And we ask people to invite their friends, their family, their loved ones, and so that it can be a celebration. It's a testimony. I also do baptisms in the ocean if people like to make it a public proclamation. So we do those on Sunday nights. If you're interested in either one of those, we'd love to help you. Do you know that in some parts of the world, when people put their faith in Jesus Christ, their family may be okay with that. The problem comes when they are baptized and they are testifying to their family, "I am no longer going to live the way I used to live. I'm no longer going to follow the idols I used to follow." And all of a sudden, whenever they are baptized and there's that public proclamation, some of them receive death threats. Some of them are cut off from their families. Some of them are cut off from their resources. And they are left to live a life of faith. Thank God at that point in time that when your biological family doesn't approve of your newfound faith in Jesus Christ, that your church family can be there to disciple you and to help you to thrive in your walk with the Lord. So we in America actually have it quite easily. And it says, "He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, and then they asked him to stay a few days." I want to encourage you, this journey of faith that we are on, it's an adventure. It really is. But so many times we can get discouraged because we live in such we live in such a convenient society. You can get almost anything in just a very short period of time. God is looking for us to walk with him on a journey. Being baptized in the Spirit is not an event. It's a lifestyle. It's meant to be a lifestyle. It's meant to be a journey where the Holy Spirit, walks with us, empowers us, guides us, gives us, and causes us to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. And so Don't get discouraged if things do not happen as quickly as you would like. Sometimes God is just setting the stage. I encourage you. Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all. Okay? He said, don't forbid people from speaking in tongues. But do you know that he sat from his Damascus Road experience? It was years and years before Barnabas came looking for him to help him minister in the city of Antioch. And so I just encourage you, let God be concerned about the timeline. You don't have to worry about that. God's going to do all things well, and he's going to do it in his time frame. And so don't get in too much of a rush. They said that they asked Peter to stay with them a few days. If you're connected with a church, why don't you ask your pastor if you could spend some time with him? Why don't you see if he wouldn't mind doing lunch? In fact, I've known people. I'm not saying you need to do this, but there have been people who wanted to be better leaders, so they found leaders and CEOs of companies. And they said, look, I will buy your lunch. I'll pay you X number of dollars. Can I just spend an hour with you and just ask you some questions? And if you spend some time with your pastor, I think you would be amazed at what God could do in your heart and in your life. You know, most of us have learned a few things the hard way, and one of our greatest joys would be to impart that experience and that wisdom that we had so that other people could learn things by not having to get the bruises that we experienced. So I encourage you to grow in your faith. And so we're here on Thursday. We're going to talk one more day about Acts chapter 11 tomorrow. But let me just close in prayer and do want to ask you to prepare yourself for services this weekend, that God would do something great in your life and on your behalf. Father, I want to thank you today. I pray, Lord, that every person who is hearing this message, God, that they would have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. God, that they would be prepared to receive every blessing that you have for them. And Lord, I pray that if there's people listening and they not followed you in the simplest act of water baptism, God, that you will challenge their heart. And Lord, that you would speak to others. Lord, we've seen people get baptized and family members get convicted and say, you know what? I want to ask Jesus to be the Lord of my life. Grow the kingdom through our acts of obedience this week, we pray in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.